those equipment failures are the biggest risk that we see on island to the power outages and the reliable delivery of electricity to the people of Aruba. So specifically, the maintenance plan is geared towards the areas that we have shown here in red. So some of the rationale behind why that equipment was selected is because it's the most readily maintainable equipment here on the island. So, and what I mean by that is I mean that in terms of accessibility for inspection, for testing, and ultimately for replacement, this is the what we consider the low-hanging fruit, the things that we can address first. And the goal here is really to strike a balance between practicality of maintenance, the impact that it will have on outages, and also the cost of doing the maintenance, so that we're sensitive towards the cost of electricity here on the island. And so one notable omission from the maintenance plan is the underground cables. You see there's a sizable portion there of outages caused by underground cables. And that is related to what I mentioned there about the blend of factors in that we want to be sensitive to the cost of electricity because maintaining that equipment is a substantially higher cost than the ones that are currently in scope of the maintenance plan. So from the highest level, the way we can describe the status is that some initial progress has been made towards our goals, but ultimately we're off to a slow start. So that's primarily due to lack of materials and equipment that's needed to perform the maintenance. And so specifically, some areas that we see, the progress is currently being made in the areas of the station transformers and switching equipment. That's where the maintenance is currently occurring. But we project that because of the low inventory levels of that equipment, that progress there is likely to stall later this year while we're waiting for new equipment to come in. Now, in the areas of pole transformers and overhead lines, the progress there has yet to begin. And again, that's due to the low inventory of equipment. We're expecting the first shipment of that equipment later this summer or early fall.